Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, 623, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Well, murders are going up in Detroit. 344 homicides last year compared to 308 in 2010. And more residents in the city are now walking around openly carrying their guns. It's legal here in Michigan without a permit. Although, is it the real answer to dealing with crime? To discuss the issue, I'm joined by John Pierce. He's the co-founder of OpenCarry.org, a pro-gun internet community focused on the right to openly carry handguns in daily American life. John is also a certified NRA firearms instructor. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Now, I'll tell you off the bat, look, I'm not a gun owner myself, but I can't help but think about the reality of being armed, which is that you've basically got to be ready to kill someone. Isn't that the underlying potential? And are most gun carriers prepared to do that?
Well, we would like to think that in the unfortunate situation where a law-abiding citizen is forced to use their firearm to defend themselves, you know, you don't want to think about that as being prepared to kill someone. What we do when we defend ourselves is we try and stop the threat. We don't try and take a human life. And that's a very sobering thing to have to think about, but it's not as sobering as the thought of you or your loved ones not making it home at the end of the day.
What about situations where, you know, you're talking about a robbery where someone is basically wants your wallet, wants your watch? If you have a handgun there, that could very well turn into a deadly situation rather than one where you simply have to give up your property. Is that not one of the potential consequences of being armed?
Well, if you've managed to determine a method to tell whether a robber simply wants your wallet and is not then going to go a step further, then that might be a public policy argument that we should be having. Because certainly human life is worth more than property. However, you simply don't know. For years, that was the standard mantra from law enforcement, which is fully cooperate, give them whatever they want, and they'll leave you alone. And time and again, we've seen horror stories where, in fact, that's not the case, where for one reason or another, the victim will completely comply with the perpetrator, and at the end, they're then... The victim is then killed or severely injured for no apparent reason. And that's what you have to avoid there.
Well, tell me, why is it that law enforcement generally is not supportive of having a lot of us running around armed?
Well, I think you see a real split there in terms of support from law enforcement for the law-abiding citizen. Time and time again, we've seen studies that have shown that rank-and-file officers who very much understand the dangers that are faced on the streets by law-abiding citizens and who, you know, have loved ones of their own are supportive of gun rights. And it's really more the upper echelons, the political appointee positions that tend to be more in favor of gun control. And I think you also, that there is an aspect to support for gun control that is really along the lines of, you know, if we can just say that anybody has a gun is a criminal, then we don't have to make any kind of value determination when we stop someone. We can just grab them and go back to the station. And I think that's lazy where a core fundamental civil right is concerned.
When it comes to carrying a gun, of course, you can openly carry it. But in Michigan and other states, you can get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Do you generally think it's better for a person that is armed to reveal that weapon?
Well, again, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And at opencarry.org, we are not encouraging people to open carry over conceal carry. We are simply advocating to make sure that the right to open carry doesn't, in fact, suffer any setbacks as the conceal carry movement goes across the country. And now we're seeing constitutional carry starting to move across the country. But it really comes down to the individual situation that the person is facing, and we want them simply to be able to have both options.
Do you agree with some restrictions on guns, such as not allowing fully automatic weapons to be around?
Well, again, we really don't have a public policy problem with fully automatic weapons being used to commit crimes. I mean, the movies have really grossly over-exaggerated the utility of fully automatic weapons. The amount of ammo that a fully automatic firearm uses means that the average person can carry about 2 seconds worth of ammo on their body, at which point the firearm is just an expensive club. A more valid category of people that do fall into the area where even gun rights proponents would say that restrictions are appropriate are people who have serious mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, there are categories of people that even, you know, gun rights supporters would say should be denied the right. Where we differ from gun control advocates is there is a very, very small number of such categories.
Now, about a minute left, but some want to even have guns brought into stadiums, lots of people drinking. Is that something we want to see, people armed in a stadium environment where people are inebriated?
Well, we do not want to see the people who are carrying the firearms to be inebriated. But if, in fact, a law-abiding citizen who is taking his family out to a stadium has to be so concerned that the crowd is going to be so inebriated that they would be a danger to his firearm, then we have a different problem at that stadium than the firearm.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. John Pierce, co-founder of OpenCarry.org. John, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.